Bech Marial Diu, a first-year South Sudanese student at the College of Medicine in Cairo, and two other students were deported to South Sudan last Friday. They were immediately handed over to the South Sudan National Police Service, where they are being investigated. Major General Daniel Justin, a spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, says the three students were accused of beating an Egyptian police officer during a recent protest, according to the Criminal Investigation Directorate, or CID.
I have confirmed from those of CID the deportees were four. Three were involved in the demonstration of the students. One of them is a lady, and the charge was that they fought with the police. They had beaten one police officer, and the case was opened against them, and then as a result, they were deported.
On October 4th, South Sudanese students studying in various universities under the Egyptian government scholarship staged a sit-in protest at the South Sudanese embassy in Cairo, demanding better living conditions at Egyptian universities. Deported student Bech Marial Diu says he was arrested and detained with 10 other students until his deportation on Friday.
On the 4th of October, we were arrested. 10 students were arrested, and we were inmate in prison for almost 3 weeks. So while we were there, we were only allowed to see outside when we were doing our corona test. So, and then the following day, we were taken direct from prison to the airport. So this hour, and then we were supervised by the security personnel, and then we handled the CID in Juba Airport.
Marial says they were not tried in a court of law to qualify for deportation. He says his dream for a better future has been shattered. Abuk Matthew Ball, a second-year student of law, was also deported from Egypt on Friday. Matthew Ball says her deportation came as a surprise.
We were not taken to the court. We were just taken to place of passport. When we went to that place, they asked us that who's going to book for you the ticket. Then we asked them, where are we going? Because that question was a surprise to us. So we asked them, where are we going? Then they told us, you're going back to South Sudan. Then we told them, what did we do? Then they told us, no, that one is none of our concern. What did you do?
Matthew Ball says the deportation means she will have to start over, but in the meantime, she worries about some of her colleagues.
I'm feeling painful for those students who are the one who are always almost to finish this year. The one who's in sixth year is called Jack. He's supposed to graduate this year. Now his education is cut while he has studied for 6 years. This is now a very painful situation for us.
Ajak Aromayom, a sixth-year student of medicine, was deported from Egypt on Monday along with two other South Sudanese students. Arau, a former South Sudanese Students' Union president, says he was arrested while trying to provide food and water to students who were detained at the South Sudanese embassy in Cairo.
But because I love my country and a fellow South Sudanese, so that's why I involved myself. But I was not part of the batch of 2021-2022. It's something that I did not expect. Because my ambassador, who is supposed to take care of me, was able to do this report half without any crime. It's something I cannot explain, but God knows what will happen next.
Matthew and Marial both say conditions at the detention facilities were appalling. Last week, South Sudanese student leaders in Egypt issued a statement calling on authorities in Juba to stop the deportation of 11 university students under Egyptian government scholarship. An Egyptian diplomat who is not authorized to speak to the media says he cannot confirm whether there are students being detained and says he has not, quote, heard anything regarding deported students. The Higher Education and Foreign Affairs Ministries in South Sudan have both declined to comment on the student deportations. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.